Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Sunrun, you might have seen them going in and out of Costco back in the day. You guys were in and out of there.
We were. We're also in Home Depot and in Lowe's right now.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. All right. So what is Sunrun? Why should our listeners give two beans about it?
Well, I don't know if anybody really pays attention to their electric bills, but last June we saw a 35% increase in rates. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people had a little bit of sticker shock, I guess you could say, and we got very busy at that time. I've been telling people for quite some time that rates were going to go up. They didn't believe me because they were looking historical. But, you know, now we've got electric vehicles. We've got, you know, homes that have more electric in them. We've got AI, which I was listening to John Williams a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how AI is going to account for 70% of all electric consumption. Well, mm-hmm. Supply wow. and demand, what do you think is going to happen? We all took, you know, economics 101.
Yeah.
You know, The prices are going to go up. So people are now getting a lot more interested in, you know, what a solar option can do. And so basically what we offer is no upfront cost option to put panels on your house and pay us for that power, but a significantly lower amount for that power because we don't have a grid to upgrade, right?
Okay.
So basically, we'll go into a house, we'll look at your electric bill. I'll put a spreadsheet together, you know, show people what they're paying now. Take a look at what we think is going to be with the future, and we'll show them what their savings is. And that's really where the
decision comes. All the analysis, does it cost anything for
nothing.
Listeners?
Nothing.
And the largest barrier, and we've had solar guys call them, you know, come on the show and, you know, they're selling automobile warranties 1 week and now they're selling solar.
Right? Sure. Yeah, you don't have to be, you don't have to go to school for it.
I remember.
Right?
Yeah. I had lunch with a guy with your dad.
Sure.
Dad's like, this guy is a clown. Sure. He's a fraud. I'm like, all right, let's buy us lunch. So, you know.
Let's say just please and thank you.
Yeah, so we went to Erie Street Cafe, and then your dad looked at me halfway through, and he's like, there's no shot this guy's coming on the show because he's a con artist.
Yep.
So you guys are the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, we've been around since 2007. We're a public company, so we're here to stay. We're reporting to shareholders, not looking to come into a market and leave a market. So, you know, there's some companies that will remain nameless who... You know,
what do they rhyme with?
It's a three-letter word. Let's put it that way. So, you know, these companies all came in and said, hey, you know, solar's really big. Let's get into that, too. And a lot of people would go with the name that they recognize. Next thing you know, 9 months later, they're out of business. Well, who are these people going to when they've got solar panels in their house for 15 to 25 years?
Right.
And even though they're low maintenance, they may have a question about their bill.
So the biggest barrier for... do you do commercial as well?
We do not. Only residential.
Only residential.
Yes.
Okay. The biggest barrier of entry for any listener interested in going to solar. And I can tell you right now, I have a hybrid car, right? And I think we talked about it at breakfast. I've got over 500 miles on this tank of gas, which is fantastic.
Me too.
Okay, fantastic. Right, I plug it in, and yeah, my electric bill has gone up maybe $35 a month because I'm pulling more juice off of my system.
Sure.
But it trades out.
The gas prices. Sure.
Especially today.
Forget about it, right? I mean, it's $7-$8, eight gallons, and I haven't filled my car up in almost 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest barrier of entry is the cost associated with the equipment and doing it. Can you explain how leasing the equipment and essentially they could get it for no money down? Is that what you're saying? How does that work?
Yeah. So basically there's a lot of incentives out there that cover a lot of our costs. And so we're able to put a solar system on somebody's house at no cost. There's no upfront cost at all. Where you may run into some costs is if there's some other things in the house, if it's an older house that maybe needs some upgrading to get a permit. Like for instance, if you need a circuit breaker panel that doesn't have the room on it, like we were talking earlier today, not enough space in it, or maybe you need a new roof, or there's something with the meter. And those things might be a cost, even though we do subsidize a lot of that cost, but those might be a cost.
But they were costs anyway.
They were. Yeah, I mean, people would have to, if they were selling their house.
I mean, anyway.
David can tell you there's going to be an appeasement if you need a new panel. They're going to want to have the seller put some money in so they can replace it.
Yep. Right.
So same type of thing here. If they have to do it, they have to do it. But we have appeasements in some cases, depending on the profitability of the system, that will usually pay for that. Usually, the only time customer has to come out of pocket with money is if they need a new roof. Those are expensive, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to cover the whole entire cost of that. But basically, we're able to come in and show people a no upfront cost way of putting this on their home and saving a significant amount of money because, like I said, we don't have a grid to upgrade or anything. So our costs are significantly less.
Sarah?
So if I've been in my home 6 years or seven mm-hmm. years. I might be there another three. Mm-hmm. Would it be worth it to look at that? Or
It would. And a lot of people say, well, yeah, why would I want to do this if I'm selling my house?
Right.
Well, I actually do a lot of presentations to realtors' offices because this becomes a value proposition. So you can't say that it's adding value to your house because it's not a capital improvement. But a realtor, if they know what they're doing, uh-huh. has to show you what the cost savings is on their utility costs.
Mm-hmm.
And my average customer will save thousands, tens of thousands of dollars over a 15-year period of time, which is a term of our agreement.
Mm-hmm.
If you can show that to a potential buyer, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer at that point.
How does that work with the lease? Do you now so
transfer?
Yeah, is that
yeah? So everything
does
will
it
transfer.
Complicate?
Yeah, no, not at all. It's a one DocuSign document that goes to the buyer and the seller will sign it. Basically, everything will just transfer over. It's going to show up untitled because we own the system, but banks don't like that, as David will tell you.
Yep.
So we pull it off title the day before closing. Once the keys transfer, it goes in the new person's name and they take over where the lease left off.
Now, you mentioned, and I don't know, of course, I'm not looking at my ComEd bill monthly. Sorry, shame on me, right? So I don't know what they're charging me.
If I showed you the
lot,
difference, it is
right?
shame on you. Yeah.
We're going to, a lot, right? Yeah. So right now you charge X and it's pennies on the dollar to what ComEd charges. But can you change that rate on me? Like, once we sign this, are you allowed to be like, hey, we actually want more now?
Yeah, you mean more power, you mean?
Oh, more power? You're going to charge me a different dollar amount?
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I got to hit a break. Bottom of the hour. Come back with the answer to that question because that's a big question,
yep.
okay, mm-hmm. that a lot of people are going to have.
A lot of explaining.
I want to give enough runway for you to land the bird here. So 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Stan from Joliet also has a question for you after the bottom of the hour news. We're going to throw it over to the news department. Be right back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You want to rephrase the question?
So David, I forget the numbers. Was it 10 cents, 13 cents? What was your lease pay that you would basically be charging for power?
I mean, it varies. It varies depending on the size of the system, right?
But let's say I sign this agreement. Yeah, this sounds great. I'm saving money. That's cool. I love saving money. God knows I need it. I got a bunch of kids. What happens year two? And all of a sudden, I realize, hey, wait, Sunrun's charging me pretty much what ComEd was charging me.
Never will happen.
Oh, okay.
Never will happen. ComEd's average rate right now is about 20 cents a kilowatt hour all in. We're nowhere near that.
Yet. But am I susceptible every year to some kind of negotiation or
In our agreement, so you could get a fixed rate. I generally don't recommend it because it's much higher, and if you're not going to live in your house for a while, you're never going to realize much savings. So we usually start with a much lower rate, and there's a 2.99% escalator every year. But it's written in stone. It's guaranteed. So you have predictability over 15 years how much you're going to pay for your power. That's how I can predict how much savings you're going to have. And especially for people who are of retirement age, who have limited incomes, this is a great way to just fix one of those bills, not have to worry. So I always joke with people when I watch TV and I see them talking about ComEd's rates going up, I have a glass of beer and I laugh about it because it doesn't bother me.
Sure.
I pay the same rate.
Yeah, you're feeling not bad about it. Okay, so I mean, I get it. That does make sense, right? Now, what happens on the off chance ComEd's rates go down?
Well, I've owned property since 1985. You'll see seasonal changes for sure.
Of course.
They're always going to fluctuate. I think their highest rate was 10.028 cents. Now they're 9.66 just for supply. You'll see them fluctuate a little bit.
Sure.
But on a 12-month period of time, they've never gone down. I could show you a graph from the Department of Energy that will tell you where ComEd's rates have been for 25 years.
Okay.
It's always increased. Yeah. Always. In the last 7 years, they've gone up.
That's what we tell
9%.
Customers all the time. Like, hey, really now is the best time because we haven't seen costs come down.
Without question, like I said, because of the demand. I mean, it's just nuclear power plants that have to be built to allow for all the power that we're using. ComEd's not paying for that. We are.
Sure.
So the only way to avoid that is look for an alternative source.
Stan from Joliet, you have a question for David.
Two-part question at this point after listening a little more. I've had you guys out. I've had other companies come out. I always get different answers. Well, first question is,
challenge.
Once my heater and furnace go on, once my AC goes on, I'm back on the grid. I'm not working off my solar panels. So I'm back on the grid. I'm still paying what we agree on for the pricing, but now I'm paying more because I'm back on the grid. True, false, tell me.
Well, it depends on how big your system is, right? So not every house has enough roof space to give you 100% of your power. So I'd have to be able to analyze your system and see what your consumption is and what your solar production is. If you're if you're consuming more than you're producing, you have to pay someone, and ComEd's going to charge you for that power. This happens a lot with townhouses that have limited space on their roof. If you can only produce 50% of their power, there's going to be some liability to the grid, but you're still saving money on what your solar system is producing.
I've been told 90%, roughly 90%, maybe a little bit more due to the house and the garage. It's a 1,000-square-foot home.
How long have you had your system?
I have not gotten a system yet because they can't, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. They have not proven to save me anything at that point. Other than that, the second part of the question, please, is if the house is sold and the new owners do not accept it, I have to pay to have it removed.
That is true contractually. I have over 600 installs to my name. I've never had that happen once, because if the realtor is doing their job and showing you showing the buyer what the savings is, let's say you sell your house in 5 years. I mean, are they going to want to pay $200-$300 more for their power and take the panels off? Or are they going to leave it on and save money? I think you know the answer to that. But I'd love to talk to you after the show, or leave your number, and I'd be more than happy to put a spreadsheet together and put a proposal together and show you what we can do and how it'll benefit you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. Dan, 312-981-7200. Texter here. Question for Sunrun. Local realtor that has faced some issues when trying to sell homes that have insulated, that have installed solar, especially when they do not own the panels and they are leasing the panels. We find it sometimes shrinks the market due to the fact that a lot of buyers do not want to take on existing lease that runs for 15 to 20 years. And then at the end of it, they don't own the panels and they're obsolete. We find that many times buyers will either not be interested at all or want the panels paid off by the sellers prior to the closing.
That's a lot of questions.
Oh, that's a lot.
The analogy I always give is I have a granddaughter, by the way. Hi, Lucy. I told her I would say hi to her.
Nice.
I tell people that when she was born, of course, I got Disney Plus, right? And
sure.
Disney Plus was $4.99, I think, at that time. Does anybody know how much it is
$12.95.
now? $12.95. More than that.
I don't know. I get it through Verizon because you get a deal.
Well, whatever. But sure. it's more than $4.99. Yes. I mean, if I could have a contract for that and knew that I could lock in my price for a long time, I would have had a 20-year contract for that stuff. So it's the same thing, with solar. It's like you try not to think about the term of it, right? So it's like try not to think about about rates in your mortgage.
Sure.
It's more about the savings. So you have to really look at this from a savings standpoint. And what the benefit of solar is. And if the realtor is doing their job and they're showing them the savings, this is a benefit. This should help them. It's a value proposition. So it should not hurt.
You mentioned the 15-year mark. Do solar panels only last 15 years?
No, they actually last 30 years. They're designed to last 30 years.
Got it.
We've had different agreements. We've had 20 years. We've had 25. We've
That's like with roofs. They say lifetime, and we've seen roofs last 12 years, and we've seen roofs last 30 years.
Exactly. We found that 15 years works the best because, technology doesn't change that fast, but over 15 years it will. And where it's really helped is like with a townhouse where you have limited roof space. Those people might say, well, maybe I should wait because I'm only getting 50% of my power right now. So with a 15-year agreement, 15 years from now, they could upgrade it at no cost, and they can get a whole new system with new equipment.
Got it.
The roofing guys have a terminal cancer list that they do for 13-year lifetime guarantee.
Sure.
So they throw that in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, it's a cancer joke, sorry. 312-981-7200.
Because those are always great, right? They go over great.
Yeah. Right. Well, you got to laugh.
Sure.
Can I add something else?
Sure.
So one of the biggest parts about what we do is we have mandatory battery attachment, and our costs are much lower for power, even with the batteries. Batteries really are mostly for storage, but they're a battery, so they are a backup. So, we're seeing with weather conditions these days, with all sorts of issues. I mean, we don't have a lot of outages in ComEd, but we do have them. So you'll never lose power. But batteries act as a storage device, and that will actually power your house at night. It's a full house backup. So it will power that house at night. And at some point, they're called virtual power plants. ComEd's working on a contract right now with the solar companies to be able to sell that excess power in those batteries back to utilities. So this could be a money-making venture as well.
Mike?
I just want to say that what he just said is a huge point and a huge positive for what he's talking about, because obviously we see it with plumbing and power outages and floods, you know, people have generators.
Sure.
But this is another way around that.
In North Park, where I live, I got a generator. It kicks on every major heavy-duty storm.
Sure.
You know, you hear the diesel engine go.
Sure. The batteries are silent.
Yeah. 31298.
That was such a good engine. I'm
Generac,
so impressed.
Generac should hire me as a
spokesperson for their...
Or a sound-producing entity for their generators, which are fantastic. Lonnie and McHenry, question for Sunrun, then we're going to hit a break.
Yes. Well,
go ahead, Lonnie.
Okay. I've got a roof that is approximately 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If, say another 8-10 years, I either get hail damage or need a new roof, what kind of cost am I going to have somebody remove the panels and then put them back up after the roof is re-roofed?
That is a long answer that I would have to give you that we probably don't have enough time for. But the short answer is that wherever the solar panels are, they're going to protect the roof. So the only thing that's hitting your roof at that point is water. So now if you have other exposed areas, then that's an issue. And I generally tell people to call me if they see that there's damage, because insurance companies are getting pretty tough these days. And so, you know, it might be cheaper just to have, you know, a qualified roofer come out and do that minor fixing rather than the system.
What's the insurance on replacing the solar panel if a chunk of
Well, we cover all of that.
Oh, you cover it?
Yeah, and everything is covered, from insurance, maintenance, warranty, everything.
So hailstorm comes through, knocks out a couple of panels, you're back up.
Cover
there.
It all.
All right, there you go. Any other questions, Lonnie?
Yeah, the color difference, if I want to change colors or something like that, you're not going to be that close to, you're going to see that with the panels. The roofing is coming out from underneath the panels.
Yep, that is true, that if you change the color of your roof, you will see the color difference.
If you pull the panels off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it's blocking the sun from hitting...
You mean just from, like, oxidization?
Well, I mean just fading.
There's actually a chemical that roofers use that will get rid of that oxidation, so... I forget how much they charge to do that application, but there is an application out there now that will make the roof look like new.
If he has a black roof now and he wants to change to a red roof later, different. You're going to notice that change.
That for sure.
That's a great question from Mike Houston, Lynn Home Roofing. Phone number for listeners want to reach out to.
224-458-7868 or gosunrun.com/WGN.